Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about what happened yesterday. You know, we had that thing in America, we call it an election. And I know they call it that in other countries, but in America, it means a lot. It means something in America because basically this was the first country to really have that in the modern era. I know the Greeks invented democracy, but in the modern era, the United States basically ended the monarchy, the fiefdom thing, that kind of went away with America. It began going away with America, and elections is a pretty, as we know it in the world today, it's really because of America. And we had something yesterday. We did that yesterday. Americans went out and voted and made their voices known. Look at what happened, folks. Regardless of what party you belong to, regardless of your political ideology, regardless of whether you're left or right or in the middle never mind any of that. Look at what happened yesterday. Look at what has happened in the last 10 years. Think about the changes. Think about how politicians on the Republican side and the Democrat side did certain things, and the American people reacted to that one way or the other. They reacted and they embraced it, or they reacted to it and they rejected it. And when the American people spoke, when the election happened, when the votes were counted, that's what the country did. Now think about that. Yesterday, something happened. Part of our government is going to change hands. The balance of power is going to shift. Is going to shift with the swearing in of the next Congress. The balance of power is going to shift. It's not going to, it's going to shift in a little bit of a different way, not completely, but it's going to make a shift. And there are no riots in the streets. There are no military, didn't have to call out the military. There's no coup involved. It's just what the people said is what happened. What a beautiful, you've got to look back. You've got to step back whether your candidate won or lost yesterday, whether your party gained or lost power yesterday. If you are an American, you've got to stop for a moment and look back and say, what a beautiful thing this process is. And when I do that, and I, as a small business owner, as a Main Street person, and I'll talk about some of the issues a little bit later on today that I'm concerned about and now a little bit less concerned about. As a small business owner on Main Street, I had a pretty good day yesterday, but politically speaking, I have to be honest about that. But regardless, I mean, I felt the same way 2 years ago when it went the other way. And I think I talked about it on the show, I still stepped back and said, wow, this is what the people have said, and this is what the government will do. What the country, the direction the country will go in. Now, here's the thing. Because we are a representative democracy, a republic, that means that we elect people through a democratic process, but they, and because we're a republic, they don't check back with us every day and say, how do we vote? They go do what they think we've asked them to do. But if they don't do that, if they wander too far afield, if they go, you know, managing, you know, by their own direction, not what they think, not what the people think that they've told them to do, then 2 years later or 4 years later or 6 years later, they get to go do something else because the people will respond to that and vote them out, unemploy them. And now it's not perfect. It's not pure. It doesn't work perfectly every time. But in the main, when you get up to 30,000 feet and you watch this experiment that's still happening, I think Lincoln called it an experiment in 150 years ago. And I still think to some degree it is still an experiment. We still haven't perfected. We still haven't gotten it right. But what a beautiful thing happened yesterday. It happened in the state houses. It happened in the state legislatures. It happened in the House of Representatives of the United States. It happened in the Senate. And it will have an impact on the executive branch. Today, President Obama is going to address the nation. It will be very, very interesting to see what he says. I can't wait to hear his response and to see how he responds to now having to deal with an opposition, which he used another name earlier in the week, which he shouldn't have done. But the opposition now is going to be in the majority of one of the houses, the house that has the house of the house that has a lot of power and can completely thwart his pure agenda, the agenda he wants. He has to deal with them. So look for his speech today. He's going to talk about that today. He's going to give us a response to what happened yesterday. You're going to want to listen to that. You're going to want to hear, because there are going to be a lot of things he's going to say. And there are things he's going to say by not saying them. And it'll be very interesting to see how he responds to that. And that will tell you an awful lot. That speech today will tell you an awful lot about how things are going over the next 2 years. Whether we're going to have a government that works together, or whether we're going to have a government that continues to fight each other. And we'll see how that goes. And of course, that'll set up for the 2012 elections. Now, in the next segment, I should say, I want to talk about some of the things some of the reasons why I think what happened yesterday is going to be good for small business. And you know what I think. What's good for small business is good for the world. We'll do that in the next segment. 20 after the hour right now, let me sign off this segment just by saying this. God bless America. God bless the U.S. Constitution and our democracy. It worked yesterday, and I am so proud to see that, and you should be too. 20 after, stay with me. At least the mystery
is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.